Rosemary Watola-Trummer, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Austin.
You probably get this question a lot, but how briefly would you describe your poetry?
Oh, very brief. It's actually, I write very brief poems. Lately, I'm obsessed with three-line poems. But as a general rule, I think I would say I write very daily poems, poems about day-to-day life. That's probably because I write a poem a day and have for over the last 10 years. So I tend to write about subjects that are close to home, about being a parent, about what's happening right outside my window, about driving, about a story I hear on the radio, about the news. I write about, you know, tea and anything that's happening in the daily world. They're very diurnal poems.
There was something that jumped out at me on your website saying that the world shouldn't be treated like a problem to be solved, but rather to honor the fabric of reality. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think in sometimes, and even I, when I was younger, we like to think that writing might bring us answers, and that if we just write it down, it's going to be clearer, and we're going to know something, and we'll have some certainty or something we can stand on. And over time, I think it's as I've grown older and life fell apart more, I came to understand that what was really valuable about a writing practice for me and about reading poems in general also is not to read them to know something, but to read them perhaps even to unknow something, to allow ourselves to continually meet the world in a new way and to continually be open to the way things change, to unknow things, I suppose, you know, to always be engaging from this very curious present place, as opposed to, as soon as we think we know something, we shut down around it, right? We almost shut it away. It's like the way you don't walk into the furniture in your house in the night. You know, even so it's dark, you know right where it is, and you can just navigate right around it. And that's what happens with anything we think we know. We basically block it out. So I think that the challenge or the invitation is to be able to see the world over and over again in a new way and to continue to meet it, because the world changes, doesn't it? So the truth is, just because we knew something once doesn't mean we know it now.
That's a really interesting question, because, you know, the goal of being a reporter, like I'm a reporter, and the goal of us is to kind of say that we know something, that there's
right.
something out there that's going on. How
right.
is poetry different than that, or is it?
Well, I think that the thing, Austin, that would be very much the same, I suppose, between what you're doing and what I'm doing, is that we're both going out with this kind of a curiosity, like, what's going on? And perhaps the difference is, but you can correct me, that perhaps you're right. You want to know, this is the story, and this is how it is, and there's a certain angle, and it. You want to encapsulate it. You want to contain it. And my favorite poems are the poems that are not contained, the poems that leak out at the end, the poems that launch you into new ideas, as opposed to closing down the world and making you think you really have your arms around something. I like the arms to stay open.
How do you think you could apply that to the way our world looks today?
Oh, boy. Well, I tell you what. It seems very obvious to me, Austin, that things are not controllable, right? And that most people are very uncomfortable with that. We would like things to feel safe and contained and controlled and to know that they're going to go well. And of course we do. I mean, I'm not saying I don't want that also. Of course I do. But I think that the practice of poetry helps me and anyone, I suppose, who's willing to play with it this way, to engage in a playful way, in a curious way, with uncertainty. And the more we practice that, the more comfortable it becomes, right? So that that allows us to go into this very uncertain and messy, uncontained world, able to play with it instead of this urge to shut down around it. So I think there's nothing more helpful, I think, than a poetry practice for helping us deal with the messiness of the world in a more open, engaged way.
At large, how would you say, how well would you say the poets of today are doing that?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. You know, I think that it's been curious to me how in the last few months there's been an incredible resurgence in poetry. I don't know if you've noticed around, maybe just because I'm a poet, but I see poems popping up everywhere now. People often turn to poetry when things are looking dim and grim. I think partly because of the reasons I've already said. And so I think that there's a lot of poets right now who are meeting this moment, this very moment in our country, on our planet, that are finding ways to dance with this discomfort. And you can find a lot of them online because it takes generally a poem a long time to go from, you know, your mind to the page out into the public, especially if it's going through literary journals. That can be a really long process. But there are some websites that are devoted to getting poems out right away. One of them comes to mind is Rattle.com, who has a news. Every week they have at least one, sometimes two poems about what's happening in the news. Another one is New Verse News. And there's lots of them, though. That's just two that immediately come to mind. But there are a lot of these sites where poets can immediately respond to what's happening and get their work out there. I've been finding a lot of comfort myself in poetry in the last couple of months. But actually, for a lifetime. It's not new for me.
Yeah. You have the poem that you are interested in sharing?
Here, let me choose one.
Okay.
That fence I build around my heart, real good kindling.
That's your poem?
That's the whole poem.
How long did that take you to write?
Oh, that's a good question. Just because it's short doesn't mean it didn't take hours to write. You know, my process is always very different, often, and that particular poem was written in response to an image that was given to me by a woman named Jill Sabella. And she and I actually had a book just come out a couple months ago called Even Now, and that book is all poems that are responding to these three-line images, or I sometimes would write the three-line poem and send it to Jill, and she would do a three-line image to go with it. So there's this marriage of poem and image for each of these pairings, 45 of them in the book. When she would send me an image, I would generally write maybe five or six responses to each of them and then choose my favorite one. And I think that one, you know, that fence I build around my heart, real good kindling. I mean, it's hard to say. I don't remember that one in particular. But they would take me anywhere from, you know, 10 minutes to 2 hours to write those little three-line poems.
How long does it take to see an image, do you think? You know what I mean? If you want to say I wanted to send somebody an image, or if you want to send somebody an image itself, not a poem for the image, but just an image, what would that process look like?
Oh, I mean, it could be any kind of, you know, for her, they were these three-line drawings, but you mean just like send a photograph or a...
Yeah, I guess the deeper question is, what do you mean by an image?
By an image, okay. So these are paintings, mm-hmm. or we could call them drawings, I suppose, okay. Because they were sumi ink done on rice paper. So they almost look like Chinese characters. People often ask if they are or if they have some kind of meaning. But our idea with this book was to really simplify, which sometimes allows you to go way through the layers because you're forced to. And so they end up looking very elegant, I think, and extra suggestive. They're really provocative, these little three-line drawings. I'd love it if you were able to see them. I think it's remarkable what she can do with three lines. And that was our goal, was to have this little correspondence of three lines back and forth and back and forth. Three-line poems, three-line drawings, three-line poems, three-line drawings. It was very fun. We did it for 2 years.
Wow. I have to say it's really interesting because we're here talking and we can't see each other and we can't see our listeners, and yet there's so many ways to describe these images.
Right. Right.
Rosemary Watala-Tromer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Austin.